You know, I had this grand plan at one point of time. I started it, but then I don't think these guys are carrying it on. Did anyone experience a very strange experience I had? My daughter would go for birthday parties, okay? Like all kids. And every time there was a birthday party, I would choose a book for the kid. I would only give books. So then, one time I was traveling, and this kid hadn't told me that she had a party. She called me and said, "Amma, I have a birthday party, and what shall I give?" I said, "Look, I'm in a meeting. I have no time to think about it. Don't hassle me now. Why don't you just give her a gift voucher? She can buy whatever she wants." Okay? But she said, "Okay, but you organize it." I said, "Fine." So I organized a gift voucher, sent home. This kid went and gave that one a gift voucher. And next day when she went to school, that kid asked her, "I mean, what is this thing you've given me?" Okay, she had no idea what the landmark gift voucher meant. Mm-hmm. She said, "What is this thing? You're giving me a cover." She didn't know what it was. So she said, "Oh, well, that's a gift voucher from Landmark." She said, what is it?" She said, "You can go to Landmark and you can buy anything you want. I mean, whatever, books, toys, whatever." So she said, "But what is Landmark?" So she said, she was not used to that question. She said, "It's a bookshop." So she said, "Have you ever been to Landmark?" She said, "No, I've never been." So then my daughter said, she's grown up in the bookshop. Huh? Then she said, "Haven't you ever been to any bookshop?" She said, "No, my parents have never taken me." So this girl came back like totally blown. I said, "And this is an English medium, fairly upmarket school." So she comes to me and she says, "You know, I feel so bad for her. Her mother's never taken her to a bookshop. Can you imagine? She's never browsed, never been to a library, she's never been to a bookshop. Amma, what kind of life is that?" I said, "Yeah." And then that got me thinking and said, that how do you convert a generation of readers when their parents are not exposing them? Mm-hmm. So what I did was, I got this little plan, I went off straight to school the next day. I know the principal very well. And I said, "Boss, I want you to give me 3 days mm-hmm. in the school, mm-hmm. okay? But my way. Mm-hmm. I want to set up a bookshop in the school for 3 days. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do these little plastic stands and these metal stands and these slotted angle rubbish and that looks like a makeshift. Mm-hmm. I want to do a proper bookshop experience." Mm-hmm. I said, "Okay, go ahead and try it." So what I did was I made racks exactly like a bookshop, mm-hmm. which are knocked down racks but wood and laminate, and it looks exactly like a bookshop. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of racks. And I set up this bookshop mm-hmm. for 3 days. And I stocked it with the amount of books I stocked, which is like almost like my children's section. Mm-hmm. And I made little potlums. I did a brochure with all the, you know, the highlights of what we were keeping in the thing. And I made potlums of 30, there were 30 kids in each class mm-hmm. and 3 sections in each class. Mm-hmm. So I made these little potlums mm-hmm. and I gave it to the principal and said, 3 days before my exhibition starts, each one is just marked 1A, 1B, 1C, mm-hmm. 2A, 2B, 2C. I want your class teacher handed over to the kids. Mm-hmm. It was an invitation to parents to come when they drop the kid or pick up the kid to come and see mm-hmm. along. I said, "Please don't buy, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But just allow children to come and browse." Mm-hmm. And then I told the school, one, for the amount of effort I'm putting in, it costs us a hell of a lot of money to do this. I said, "I only want one thing from you. Every hour, you will bring one class down. Mm-hmm. I don't want any money to be spent. I don't care if they don't buy a single book. Mm-hmm. Every hour, one class will come. One period. Mm-hmm. 1 hour. And they will just browse. And they will be taken back to their class. But through the day." Mm-hmm. So every hour, from baby class, they came. Mm-hmm. For 3.5 days, every class came and hung out in that bookshop, makeshift bookshop, and went. And I wanted to do this in every school in Madras, mm-hmm. on roster. Mm-hmm. So at least once they will experience the bookshop. Mm-hmm. And you won't believe the response I got from schools like DAV. I went and met Satish and I said, he said, "Take all 7 schools." I think it's a glorious idea. I don't know why book publishers or booksellers or retailers don't do it. Mm-hmm. But it was the most amazing experience. You have to see those photographs. I mean, your heart will just, you know, just to, they're just doing nothing. They're just there. And they come playing the fool, saying, "Oh, big deal. You know, you've got a free period," mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But once they're hanging around, they're jostling and they're hitting each other, they're looking at, they just stop and they look. It is such a natural thing for children to do. Mm-hmm. But schools don't do it. parents don't do it. They don't take kids to bookshops. And this traveling bookshop thing I wanted to do, but I, like I said, I don't think they can. I did it for about 9 schools and all seven branches of DAV, and we did it, I don't know. Anyway, that's the bypass. I'm saying, I wish we could do it for more people.